O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
My name is Heidi, and as we say around here, I serve the village as one of the registrars. And it is our pleasure, the registrar's pleasure, this evening to introduce yourselves to mostly yourselves, those of you who joined us this day in the valley. We apologize up front on our slaughtering of those of you who we do not do very well on your names. As we do this in several sections, would you please stand and remain standing, and then we will greet you all in several different groups, and you can see who all has joined us. Sally and Robert Winkle from Kingston, Washington. Roxanne and Harry Grinstead from Burlington or Alameda, Washington, or Alameda, California. Dick. Oh, yes, you're right. Bob Anderson from Kennewick, Washington. Brian Bistel from Seattle, Washington. Paul Benz from Seattle, Washington. James and LaVon Berenson from Bremerton, Washington. Tor Berg from Pullman, Washington. Lad Bjornby from Yakima, Washington. Bob and Donine Blair from Seattle, Washington. Gary Blumenthal from Renton, Washington. Chris Borger from Everett, Washington. Lori Bonkoski from Sumner, Washington. Mark Brocker from Tacoma of the Washington. Dean and Kari Brockmeyer from Elk Mound, Wisconsin. Glenna and Louis Brent Bruner from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Jerry Buss from Oak Harbor, Washington. Kathy Card from Yelm, Washington. Stephen Carlson from Eugene, Oregon. Michael Clifford from Everett, Washington. Mary Daniels from Sprague, Washington. Martin Dazzler from Bainbridge Island, Washington. Daryl and Gwen Doggs from Tacoma, Washington. Stephen Dornfeld from Bonners Ferry, Idaho. Richard Dunham from Moscow, Idaho. Keith Eilers from Seattle. Shannon Isert from Wenatchee, Washington. The Erisman family, Laura, Darren, Emily, and Linnea from Arlington, Washington. Jamie Fetcher from Seattle. Bill and Sarah France from Everett, Washington. And John Goldstein from Berkeley, California. Let us welcome this first group.
My name is Gail Gowron, and I also serve the village in registration. I would have the privilege of welcoming the next group. Would you also stand? First of all, from Endicott, Washington, Matt Goodrich. From Renton, Washington, Beth and Randall Grauer. From Yakima, Kurt Geishen. Thank you. I'm going to try to follow with Joanne Gulsvig from Eugene, Oregon. Ole Gunderson from Clarkston, Washington. From Astoria, Oregon, Carl Hansen. From Cave Junction, California, Peggy Harvey Maros.
Oregon.
Thank you. I think there's a Cave Junction, California, too. From Seattle, Washington, Catherine Hawks. Ann and Russell Hillman from Gig Harbor, Washington. From Seattle, Alan and Alice Hoagland. From Vancouver, Washington, LaVon Holden. Larry Howard and Nancy Winder from Seattle, Washington. From Santa Barbara, California, Tom Inch. From Gresham, Oregon, L.A. Jacobson. Dale Jamsgaard from Milwaukee, Oregon. From Hermiston, Oregon, Bruce Jenkins. From Marysville, Washington, Carol Jensen. Helen and Roy Jeremiah from Spokane, Washington. From Bremerton, Washington, C. Thomas Kangas. Harry and Joanne Kapikas. From Penticton, B.C. From Puyallup, Ron Kemp. Michael Keyes from Anchorage, Alaska. From La Center, Washington, Eric P. Kindom. G. Lee Cluth from Everett, Washington. From Gig Harbor, Washington, Ed Knudsen. Marty Cruzmark from Lakewood, Washington. Judith and Philip Kunert from Fairbanks, Alaska. Patricia and Charles Kunert from Portland, Oregon. From Dubuque, Iowa, Dwayne Larson. Matt Larson from Potlatch, Idaho. From Federal Way, Washington, Lauren Leopold. Charles Lepps from Grayland, Washington. Robert and Jeanette Lester from Olympia, Washington. And from Friday Harbor, Washington, John Lindsay. Let us all greet these folks as we.
As we continue to call you by name, John Browder and Sharon Lone Browder from Everett, Paul Meeker from Bremerton, Donald Melkert from Newport, Washington. Dick Metz from Redmond, Oregon. Linda Melks from Federal Way. Edward Milliken from Silverton, Oregon. Ron Molabita from Seattle. Vicki Morris from Olympia. Susan Nachtigall, you probably all learned this, from Worcester, Massachusetts. Worcester, well, you know. David Nelson from Lacey, Washington. John and Alice Nelson from Wenatchee. Barbara and Larry Nelson from Bonners Ferry, Idaho. Wayne Nelson from Rainier, Oregon. Jan Ness or Nessie from Edmonds, Washington. Joel Nickel from Staten, Oregon. Eric and Carol Olson from Shoshone, Idaho. David Olson from Sandpoint, Idaho. Randall Olson from Lakewood, Washington. Bill Autumn from Anchorage, Alaska. David Paulson from Eugene, Oregon. Gary Peterson from Firkcrest, Washington. Glenn Peterson from Colfax, Washington. B.A. Peterson from Moscow, Idaho. Roger and Ann Pettinger from Pullman, Washington. Dean and Elaine Peterson from Bonners Ferry. John Polkinghorne from I don't know where. Okay. Arthur Rash from Kennewick, Washington. Robert and Gaylene Rattan from Oak Harbor, Washington. Walter Rice from Cedro Woolley, Washington. Jim Rice Miller from Renton, Washington. Kurt Reiser from Vancouver, Washington. Philip Robertson from Moscow, Idaho. Harold and Ruth Rolig from Monmouth, Oregon.
You have a difficult day, you need reasonable approximations.
Thank you. Jane Rothman from Boardman, Oregon. Rick Rouse from Tacoma. And Phil Rue from Olympia. Let us greet this group.
Wesley Sackman from Hermiston, Oregon. Ken Schauer and Sandy Schauer from Chukiak, Alaska. Mike Scheid from Yakima, Washington. Alex Schmidt from Leavenworth, Washington. Elizabeth and Chuck Slocum from Paulsbo, Washington. Janine Smith from Puyallup, Washington. Lori Soin from Shoreline, Washington. Ellen and David Solvad from Pioneer, California. Althea Sondahl from Spirit Lake, Idaho. Gretchen and Dean Stewart from Moscow, Idaho. Joe Strandyard from Klatskanai, Oregon, thank you. John Stroh from Olympia, Washington. Dave Stunkel from Spokane, Washington. Michael and Cheryl Swain from Genesee, Idaho. William Swarbrook from Dixon, Illinois. Richard Tijan from Tacoma, Washington. John Tunison from Spokane, Washington. Thomas Tweed from Camas, Washington. Rhonda and Lee Ulrich from Seattle. Tim Verity from Gladwin, Michigan. Ray Vangus from Roseburg, Oregon. Don Vokes from Gresham, Oregon. Justin Walker from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Danielle Wellever from Berkeley, California. Dennis Wildermuth from Blaine, Washington. Zane Wilson from Springfield, Oregon. Mark Woolseth from Tacoma, Washington. Boots and Paul Winterstein from Seattle. Kathy and Terry Ostlund from Everett, Washington. Vicki Maley from Longview, Washington. Don Mayer, or Meyer, from Portland, Oregon. Dennis McGowie from Spokane. Cheryl McGrath from Spokane. Let us greet these folks. Tom McMichael from Linden, Washington. Paul Swanson from Portland, Oregon. Lois Belzer from Yakima, Washington. Bill Kaufman from Seattle. Skip Getman from Vancouver, Washington. David Grauer from Longview, Washington. Bill and Ruth Kratzky from Bellevue, Washington. Daryl and Joanne Lundby from Portland, Oregon. Jarmo Tarkey from Solvang, California. John Erickson from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Roberta Nestas from Seattle. Jerry and Arlene Dayton from Eugene, Oregon. Eric Post from Portland, Oregon. And Carol and Holly Plain from Tacoma. Let us welcome this group. As many have arrived in the valley today, there are some who will be leaving us tomorrow, and we will miss your presence here. Would all of the folks who are leaving the valley tomorrow please stand? Now, Thursday, I think the entire assembly will be standing. May we offer a blessing for your safe return and your return to Holden in the future. In your comings and in your goings, may the light of Christ be with you. In your deepest sorrows and in your greatest joys, may Christ's light warm and comfort you. In your lives together with friends, family, and loved ones, may the light show you the way of love. In your journey homeward from mountaintop to city streets and neighborhoods, may you be blessed by God who guides you on your way home. Amen.
The peace of the risen Christ be with you all. The short version of the Holden mission is to contribute to the renewal of the whole person and to the renewal of the church. Probably one of the most tangible resources that was birthed here at Holden that has rippled out into the whole church is the prayer that we will come together to sing this evening, Vespers 86. I know that this is being done in many, many congregations, many denominations, and it's with joy that we come together in this setting, kind of anticipating the great fullness of voice will sing out this beautiful prayer that Marty Hagen wrote so many years ago. As we sing, our worship leaders this evening will represent the broader community and the community that happens to be serving Holden right at this time. Kent Narum will be one of the cantors, and he is on the long-term staff here at Holden serving in the kitchen. And Sharon Lone Broder is a rostered associate in ministry here for the Lens Conference. And as they lead us, particularly when we come to Psalm 141 and we break into two parts, the women will sing the first part with Sharon and the men the second with Kent. Another variation is that we would ask you please to stand to sing the Magnificat that is on page 8. And at the very end, when we have the final blessing, instead of being leader and congregation, we will all read the part sing the part of the leader. May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. Let us spend just a moment in centering silence in order to bring full hearts and minds to our time of prayer.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
Light of the darkness never overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
Christ, who lights our way, loving spirit.
our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise. Blessed are you, Creator of the universe, from old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright, for your word and your presence are the light of our pathway, and you are the light and life of all creation.
May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
Psalm 113. Alleluia! Praise! You servants of Yahweh, praise the name of Yahweh. May Yahweh's name be blessed, both now and forever. From east to west, from north to south, praised be the name of Yahweh. High, above all nations, Yahweh. Your glory transcends the heavens. Who is like you, Yahweh our God? enthroned so high, you have to stoop to see the heavens and earth. You raise the poor from the dust. You lift the needy from the dunghill to give them a place with rulers, with the nobles of your people. Yahweh, you give the barren a home, making them glad with children.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen, who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores. The poor man died and was carried away by the angels to be with Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried.
Who'd have thunk it?
God has brought down the powerful from their thrones or from their fine houses with gates.
And lifted up the lowly. Like Lazarus.
Like Sarah and Abraham.
Like the Israelites.
Like a young, frightened teenage girl who's about to have a baby.
Like those who mourn.
And those who are losing hope.
Those who search the rubble.
And those who hold a hand and wait. Simply wait.
And if truth be known, God has lifted up me.
And me.
And you. God has filled the hungry with good things.
And sent the rich away empty.
That's good news for Lazarus.
But maybe not so hot for me.
Sounds like God really sticks it to the rich man, doesn't it?
A divine reversal. Poetic justice?
Maybe instead a kind of divine leveler.
Ah, the low lifted up and the upper lowered.
Till everyone is at the same table in the same circle.
Not poetic justice, but God's own sweet justice.
Back to Eden.
Back to paradise.
Back to the way life was supposed to be.
World without end.
Amen.
I could live with that.
Me too.
Who'd have thunk it?
Thanks be to God.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness has not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will.
My soul proclaims your greatness, O God, and my spirit rejoices.
God,
great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice. Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Abba, Ima, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.